Hello, my name is Nina. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, I need you to hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find out a testing site near you to get tested for the coronavirus?
I'm calling to find out when the heck I might get a shot or get the vaccination. Looking like everybody's getting it. I'm 83 years old, and I've been given the runaround for over 2 months now, and I still ain't got no shot.
Now, this is Jim Cantore's old stomping grounds there on the left. Right now, it's the mid-30s. Got some snow on the ground. I think this is one of the locations.
Okay, you dialed the wrong number, sir. This is for the coronavirus testing.
Oh, well, I done been tested in December when I had problem with my gallbladder. They tested me at the hospital and I was negative and they removed my gallbladder. But this number was given out over television a while back to call and about it. And I'm just trying to find somebody that I can talk to. You know, they run their mouth on television. In fact, there was a guy from the health department just over in Montgomery talking. He's the head man today about how many shots they give and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe they're hoping that somebody my age will go ahead and die and they won't have to give them one before they get to them. I mean, you know, I live in Prattville, Alabama is where I live, and I don't want to drive to Montgomery and sit in the line in a vehicle over there for 2 hours to try to get one. And then don't know if I'm going to get one.
If you don't do that, you have to call the COVID hotline registration. I can give you their number to get on the, to be pre-registered. There's only two ways. You can, you say you live in Prattville. Isn't that Autauga or Elmore County? Which one?
That's Autauga.
Okay. Let me give you the pre-registration line, number for the vaccine appointment.
Yeah. Well, I think I have done gotten it. I think I've done called it two or three times. And they always end up saying, we'll call you back for an appointment. And nobody never calls me back. I never get no appointment, never know nothing.
Okay. Now, this is to pre-register.
Yeah.
So you've already provided your information on the pre-register.
Let me see something right here. I got a piece of paper right here somewhere. I'm supposed to have that number that I called. Well, I know I wrote down here. But I'm pretty sure I've done it several times and it ain't done no good.
Okay, see, after pre-registering, you just have to wait till they call you.
Well, that's all I've been doing is waiting, you know.
Yes, sir.
And they said they was going to give it to people 65 and over first. Well, I think that's a lie because I think they done give it to a lot of people that was a lot younger than that.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, all that's right. Not a lie. They might be teachers.
I don't know what they're doing. But I think I got the number right here that you fixing to give me. It's 855-566-5333.
Yes, and you have you pre-registered on that line yet?
About two or three times.
Okay, you don't have to do that again. My suggestion is to, if you know in Montgomery where the health department is either wait on the pre-registration to call you or you have to go and get in line. If you're in that phase, they'll give you the shot, but it's just a simple fact of getting in line.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, they ain't give no shots in Autauga County. It looked like they, and I saw on the news a day or so ago that where some doctors in the state are getting the vaccine and giving it to their patients.
Think you're managing your moderate to severe ulcerative colitis.
So, I just couldn't quite figure it all out. I mean, I don't miss too much. I'm 83, but I don't have no Alzheimer's. I don't have no dementia. And I don't have no wife because she passed away nearly 3 years ago. She didn't have this. She just had a lot wrong with her. But I'm staying at home most of the time. But, you know, I would like to get the vaccination. But I think there's some politics in this thing. And, you know, I think something's going on that ain't right.
Sir, it's just a pandemic.
I know it is. I understand it's a pandemic. But they have put out millions and millions of doses of that vaccination, of that, you know, medicine. And you know, you'd think they'd... Somewhere up here in Prattville, or some of the doctors, or somewhere, I heard that some Walmart stores were giving it. I don't know, not here in Prattville, I don't guess, but there's actually one in Prattville, just right out the Highway 14 is another one. But, you know, I don't care who it is, the Moderna shot is the one I wanted to get, because it's the best one. I done found out it's better than Pfizer. And... But I think some people are being mistreated on this thing. I don't know exactly where to go or who to go to start to build a fire on it, you know. But I think it's some politics in it and some mistreatment going on in it.
There's no I mean, well, I don't know about the politics in it and the mistreatment. I do know that. If you are in phase one, how old are you?
I'm 83 years old.
Okay, you're in phase one. So that means you can go to any site and get in line and they'll give you the vaccination. But
I don't know where none of them is. You know, I don't go to Montgomery. I stay up in Prattville all the time. I don't go down there. But I don't want to go down there and sit in line, and they won't tell me what they're giving, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, you know. And there's supposed to be a third one coming that's only a one-shot thing.
Okay.
These
well,
others,
sir,
you got to do it twice. You got to get two.
Okay. Well, sir, those are the only alternatives. Wait on the pre-registration call or go and get in line to get the vaccination. You are in the phase. So they're going to give it to you.
And that's the ones they should give it first. And if somebody's in line that's 40 years old, then they shouldn't give it to them. But that ain't what's happening. I know good and well that they spout. Huh?
That's not correct, sir, because that 40-year-old might be a teacher. She might be... In healthcare, their phase is phase two. I mean, in the second phase, so
yep.
They're going to be getting the shot too, along with the senior citizens.
Yeah.
So we don't know. See, don't assume anything.
I know
anything.
A nurse that lives in Troy. She's been trying to get it too, and she can't. She ain't got it yet either.
Because that she got to do what I've just advised you to do. Go get in line. It's not coming to you. You got to go to it. If you don't want to wait on the pre-reg.
How come they don't have more places to scatter them out where the lines won't be as long? Like, they not, as far as I know, they not have no place in Prattville that they have given them.
Okay. Well, sir, I'm pre-registering for the state. If you don't want to be pre-registered, I can't help you.
Yeah, well, why are some doctors in some parts of the state that was
know,
on the
sir.
News
getting
the vaccine and giving it to their own patients?
Oh, you have to ask the doctor. I don't know, sir.
Well, I've seen it on it was on the news now on the Channel 12 news that they were talking about that. Yeah, you know, it's got where in this country that everything politics gets in it, and they're trying to make a socialist country out of it, and I tell you what, that's something you do not want. You'll be sorry if it ever happens. You're going to really be sorry of it. But I would like to get the vaccination. I don't like to procrastinate on stuff. I like to go ahead and get it done. But I don't think it's right to make me have to come to Montgomery, Alabama, and sit in a line for two hours over
you
there.
You don't have to. That's an option. It's up to you if you want to do it or not, sir. If you
I know
are
it's
adamant,
an option, but nobody won't even tell me what vaccine they're giving.
I mean, but how do they know? Because it is at the health department. You have to go there.
Somebody ought to bill Tim if they're giving Moderna or giving Pfizer.
Sir, I'm going to have to end this call. I do apologize. If you're
okay.
not pre-registered.
Okay, all right, I'll let you go. Bye.
Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus.